understand where it was, Hornquist.
I don't know that.
Hornquist.
Okay.
That's Honorable Mr. Johnson?
No. Well, that's the Honorable Mr. Rittenhouse will conduct your hearing, sir, so just hold on.
Okay, Mr. Hornquist, could you please restate your name and your ADC number for the record?
Yes, Hornquist, number 251345.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the one allegation that's on your warrant of arrest. I see you were notified about this hearing on June 14th. You signed a paper that day. Do you remember that? Okay, on that page is a list of your hearing rights. And one of those is you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you in this hearing. Did you hire an attorney today or will you represent yourself? Okay. I'd like to introduce you to the board. If you look on the video screen to your right, all the way down at the end, is the Honorable Louis Quinones. Right next to him is the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me here in the center of the bench is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Over here on my other side is the Honorable Michael Johnson. And my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the lead on your hearing today. Also with us in the room, we have the Honorable Mr. Respy, who is a community corrections officer with the Department of Corrections. So he'll represent the department and your hearing officer in the hearing today. Okay, sir, so I need to swear the both of you in. So Mr. Respy and Mr. Hornquist, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes.
Thank you both. Mr. Hornquist, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and then phase two to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, I'm going to read this allegation to you, sir, and when I finish reading it, I need you to tell me if it's true or false. Okay, sir? So we'll start phase one of your hearing. The allegation is that you were in violation of condition number four, as demonstrated by your failure to complete intensive substance abuse counseling at the Pima Reentry Center on or about May 10th, 2018, as directed. Mr. Hornquist, is this true or false?
It's true.
It's true? Okay, sir. Based on Mr. Hornquist's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of the supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed in the criminal ways of company.
Second. Agree.
All right. Motion by myself, seconded by, I think I heard Mr. Quinones, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Neal. Okay, back to you, Mr. Hornquist, for phase two of your hearing to determine if your community supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we get too far into this, I want to ask Mr. Respy to give us some background on your case. So just stay on the line, and we'll be right back with you to talk with you some more, ask you some questions. Okay? So hold on just a minute. We'll be right back. Mr. Respy.
On February 26, 2018, Mr. Hornquist was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested May 10th, 2018 by ADC staff for no new charges. He was back in UC custody May 10th, 2018 with a projected community supervision end date of July 24th, 2018. Zero absconded. Current conviction, 2017, dangerous drug violation, 18 months. Prior convictions, 2010, narcotic drug violation, 2.5 years. 2015, criminal trespass, first degree, 1 year. This is his third term at DOC, CUIO score 3.3, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 3. There's no gaining information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2015, TIS release completion, 4 months. His disciplinary violations are moderate with drugs noted. Other arrest, 2009, drug paraphernalia, felony conviction, probation. All their arrests result in charges being dismissed. His community risk score is a G3-B3.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Okay, Mr. Hornquist, we have just a brief written case supervision summary in addition to what Mr. Westby just told us. And it looks like you did lease to a halfway house called Joshua House on Geronimo Avenue in Tucson?
That's correct.
Is that correct? Okay, and then you went on April 16th, it looks like you went over to PRC on Star Pass Boulevard in Tucson?
Yes.
Okay, did you stay at PRC the rest of the time that you were?
Yeah, while I was there, I stayed there.
Okay. Now, it looks like you had a problem at Joshua House. Why were you, what happened at Joshua House?
I was doing good, and then I had a substance abuse problem, and I kind of lapsed into that. And then they put me in a kerosene, and I was running out of drugs, and I kind of lapsed in. But then a lot of things ways with my last year, and I was doing this, you know, so it was just a hard condition for me.
So it looks like you used both meth and heroin, sir?
Yes.
How long have you been using both of those?
About 10 years.
About 10 years for both of them? Did you start one before the other?
About the same time.
About the same time? Okay. All right. What about alcohol? Do you use alcohol?
No.
No alcohol? Okay.
No.
All right. Were you working at all, sir?
I was working at the Star Wars.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, good. Okay, so you will have a job waiting for you when you get out.
Yeah.
Which I look at the date here, and you don't have very long at all. You have 22 days left.
Yes.
And you'll be completely done, so... all right, sir. Let's see what else. Did you continue to use drugs in prison, sir?
No, I've been pretty much cleaned up.
Since when?
I'm trying to give myself a good chance, so I'm trying to, since the PRC, I'm trying to stay out of trouble and do the right thing. I have substance abuse problem.
What do you think it is that caused you?
I know that if I go out and eat, you guys don't need to go back to prison. You know, that's my track record. I'm back.
What is it that you think caused you to relapse when you were in PRC? What drove you to it?
There's just a lot of drugs there.
So there wasn't like a single event that made you just say, that's it?
No, a lot of things. I mean, I was kind of down on myself for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
I didn't think I should have been able to, you know, keep working and say the job for myself, but I messed up. I mean, I was a little down on myself for that.
Okay. Did the other people at the car wash use drugs?
No.
So there were not drugs there at the facility?
No, not that I was aware of.
Okay, well, that's probably a good thing. Okay. Yeah, and have you done other treatment besides PRC in your life? Any other drug treatment?
I haven't.
You haven't? So how did you think that was going for you? Was that kind of helping you a little bit?
I was trying to take in the program and stuff like that. I was talking to my counselor a lot, and I got back on my meds and stuff, and then I was myself. Maybe if I would have, you know, just stuck through it, you know, it would have really worked for me.
Well, it could be, and if that's not the one that does it for you, it's the next one you try. Because that's just the nature of it. Sometimes something clicks with you, and you just say, oh, I get it now. So, you know, we're hoping that's what happens for you, that you know, if you get out, say, and get involved in something. I don't know, would you have any plans in the future of going to any drug treatment?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to have to do something, any day or something, because, you know, as you can see, my track record, I say use it from that business.
Right. So are you going to AA or NA there?
I haven't in the past. I've done it on two meetings here in
Okay, and do you have a sponsor or no? No sponsor?
And you, no, I don't really.
They're on the outside?
I have before. I got real involved in the CAA and the cocaine departments and anyone on the group and sponsoring all that. And I stayed sober for a while. I didn't go to a real house or anything, but yeah, I got sober for a decent amount of time.
Okay.
So over a year.
So do you still, are you still in touch with your sponsor from CA?
No,
he didn't lost touch with him. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Any questions for Mr. Tornquist? Okay, Mr. Tornquist, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity if anything's come up that you've thought of that you wish you would have said, without repeating something you've already told us. Is there anything else?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. The board is going to go into discussion, and we do our discussion in public, so we will be right back with you with an answer. Just remain on the phone, and we'll be right back. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Tornquist is an individual who, to me, seems like he's right on the brink of making a decision for himself to get rid of the drugs, but I'm not sure he's quite there yet. He's only got 22 days left, so I'm thinking the best course of action would be to have him just stay where he is, and that way when he's done, he has no parole officer. But I don't see any other thoughts. Any other thoughts? All right, I'm going to make a motion then based on information in warrant 2018W139. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Tornquist was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by continuing to use methamphetamines and heroin while on community supervision.
Second. Agreed.
Okay, so motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed with Dr. Mr. Moore, Mr. Quinones. Mr. Tornquist, you heard the board's discussion. And the board has voted unanimously to revoke the committee supervision, but as we said, you'll be out in 22 days. But I sure hope that you'll take this time, you've got 22 days to get with your CO3 and think for yourself of what you want. You have to decide, because you're the only one who can get you off the drugs. You're the only one. And there's help out there. But you have to make the decision to go after it. So we sure wish you the best, sir, and hope we never see you again in orange. I know it's probably not your favorite color anymore. But we thank you for participating in your hearing today, and wish you the best, sir. And your hearing is concluded. Thank you, sir.